Welcome to the webcast. It's March the 9th, 2014, Sunday evening in Los Angeles. I'm sorry, I just got in the studio this 6:35 in the p.m. I had to go and take care of some business. One of my ex-parishioner's father's dying, and I had to go over and give the family death counseling. You know how it is. Somebody's going to die. One of the brothers called me and he said, PJ, I couldn't think of anybody else to call. And I said, so what's the dilemma? And he said, well, my father's dying. 10% of the heart pump stuff left and all of that. And I said, well, he's sinking quickly. And he said, yeah, they sent him home to die. And I asked, well, how was the family taking that? And then the conversation came forth. I had a wonderful Sunday afternoon plan. I was just going to go and have brunch with my daughter and some friends and enjoy it. She called me at the time when I was supposed to link up with her and told her, I'm working. She understood, and I'm just getting back to the studio. I don't want to talk about that. That's something else. That's of another webcast altogether different. It wasn't my world religions class, as I wrongfully put on the site, but it was my Philosophy 1 class, because in Philosophy 1, we discuss epistemology, metaphysics, and ethics. And since religion is a part of epistemology, metaphysics, and ethics, I had to ask that question of my students, what is religion? And I just ask it arbitrarily, without making a fuss of it. And to my surprise, no one wanted to say anything. I found that rather strange. And so I said, well, I'll choose a victim. You know, when the professor points to the student, well, you expect some kind of response. And the first young lady, and I'm going to read hers, her definition, and then I'm going to read a second young lady. And these two young ladies' definition of what religion was, and this had to come from the top of their heads, not from their iPads, iPhones, dictionaries. I wanted it written. And this is what a young girl wrote. The belief in and or having faith in a higher power and or a creator of the world, all things in it and all things that go on in it. It is a type of groupthink belief in such power that is looked up to for guidance, strength, deliverance, wisdom, protection, healing, blessings, and much more. That group takes part in practices such as praise and worship of that higher power, giving tithes and offerings, going to churches and temples are places where many gather together to do these practices. Their practices are a plethora of things and can happen anywhere at any time. After the young lady read to me what she had, because this was right before the students had to turn in their papers, I asked if someone else had a definition. I was looking like I'd been shocked. Because and it made me especially proud, because it was from a young African American girl, no older than 18, 19 at the most. And then I asked another person to give theirs, and of course no one wanted to. And I chose a white young lady in the class to read her definition. of what religion is to her. She said that religion has always held a negative connotation for me. I see it as being very different from spirituality and faith. Now listen very close, because this student is saying an awful lot. And then they said that religion is religion is inflexible, controlling, and judgmental. And religion is for people who are afraid of going to hell. Now, my friends are having a large, loud discussion on this Sunday evening, and I have to ask them to hold it down a little bit because I'm late coming in, and I don't want to disturb you. I'll let them enjoy themselves. I like that. I hope that you people that listen into the webcast won't hear something that you shouldn't hear. Now, I have these two definitions of religion, and I like both of them. I like the first one because that's what my religion did, but there's something quite different. I want to read her definition again. It says, to me, religion is a way of life. Now, let me tell you this. This faith in Christ that I live is my way of life. I'm not going to say was. It is. It said it's a lifestyle. Is this? Oh, no. That's not the first. This is the third one that I'm reading. Well, let me read the third one, because I was going to go back and define why I like the first one that I read. And why I like the second one is because the second one was telling the truth, that religion is different from spirituality and faith. That's what I like to see myself being caught up in, spirituality and faith, as opposed to just being religious. Well, I could tell you some stories. I was down on my favorite turkey burger place down on 4th Avenue and Slauson in Los Angeles. And I was waiting to get my turkey burger, and it just filled me up. It's just delicious. And there was a woman there, and the woman was talking with a girlfriend of hers and was telling her that she had just left the church, and they had given her certain fans. And in other words, it was a clown's game. This woman could judge people by who they were, and she would either show them signs and cards on these fans. And I said, oh, you trying to tell me something? And I said, this is what they're doing in churches now? And she went to a huge church here in Los Angeles. If this woman was allowed to do this in the church, she mentioned her pastor, but I don't recall their names, because they have so many gimmicks and schemes that they use on people. See, that's what religion does. Let me read another one. Here's another definition. Right? To me, religion is a way of life. It's a lifestyle. It's not necessarily the rules a person lives by, but it does affect their actions. Just like not every person is the same, and how there are different types of people, there are different types of religion as well. I don't necessarily see religion as a belief in a higher, aka God. Because atheism is a religion, yet they don't believe in this higher being, God. And so here this man neutralizes religion. Okay, let's see, here's one. Religion is a system of beliefs that people set as standards to follow and to live by. Religion is usually based upon non-tangible deities and entities that are worshipped praise solely off of faith. Religion is a common, I can't read the word, prevalent theme amongst and humans since our beginning. I guess that's the way that reads. Every man always had a form of some sort of religion, no matter how primitive or unorganized. However, nowadays, quite possible, every faith of religion is categorized into a specific grove or subgrove of followers or believers. Very few people could follow their own faith. Religion is usually associated with large groups of people. More often, this is usually always the case. Although I do not believe in the premise of the question of what is religion, it is subjective to whom is being asked. And so he says that the question is subjective and it warrants subjective answers. Now these from college students. Not going to give you their names. Just want you to listen to what their definition is. Religion is the organized set of norms or rules based upon spiritual higher being or beings. It is practiced with rituals, utilities of symbols, and given them higher meanings. Religion is often frowned upon in our society by growing up in a religion and experiencing the great moral values that encourage makes me question why so many are against it. Religion has many faults because the human race has many faults. Religion is a great way for humans to interact with their spiritual self and with their spiritual leaders or leaders. That's interesting. And as I continue to read this, wait a minute, let me check my, there we go. Here's another one. Religion is a motivational mandate that gives you a right and wrong. Practices of praise and worship with hope that one day you will get a resting place instead of the depths of hell. I feel that people learn to use this as they guide their faith. That's what that person says. What are you feeling thus far as you listen to me read this? You want to hear my commentary? Religion, this is me talking, not reading. I often tell people that when I became a Christian, that I did not get into religion. My dad asked me, boy, you got religion. And I asked him, what was that? He said, you went to church and the Holy Ghost hit you. Nope. I said, I didn't go to no church and have no Holy Ghost hit me. What happened to me when I wasn't around no church, trying to be in no church, trying to follow nobody in no church. Oh, no. If I had known what church was back in 1967, I would have never responded the way I did. If I had known what would be in 2014 and I was thinking about getting associated with that when I did in 1967, I never would have, should have, could have done it. Like one of my students said to me a couple of semesters ago, less one thinks of everything that one does, one is a fool. And if one does it knowing that they are a fool, they are double-dyed the fool. if they discover what they're in and remain in it. So to be frank, when I joined the organization, the church, and was baptized, I had no idea what kind of an institution I was joining. Not at all. And if I had investigated thoroughly what I was joining, I probably would not have done the same. All right. And now, where would my faith? I think that God would have still worked with me, but probably not with that group. I have to understand, when I was a younger man, and I was just telling a friend of mine that I'm really a vile and wicked person. I was trying to tell the person how vile and wicked I really am. And I was telling him about something about me. And quite naturally, he is a friend of mine, because he said immediately, I understand. Because he is vile and wicked. I think all of us, when we're honest with ourselves at one time or another, or maybe even presently, are vile and wicked persons. The most difficult thing for us to do is to admit it to ourselves and are to admit it to others. If someone says, John, I know this about you. Would you deny this? No, I would not deny that. I am a vile and wicked person. Aren't you ashamed of that? No, I'm not. That is what I am. Now, is that illegal in this society to be that way? Well, we think it's aberrant. Let it be said, let it be done. What society are you pushing? Because in the society that I hail from, it's not aberrant. You see what I mean? Now, religious people, when they come to that about life, they have to put together a system to do away with all kind of aberrant behavior, because they differ with that behavior, though they are aberrant in certain areas in their lives. And I've never met a society with human beings where that can be cleaned up. I know that we can have a relationship with God, and things can get marginally better in our lives. But when you really look deep down into it, that's why you got all these preachers preaching all this stuff and ending up in the woman's bed or the boy's bed or somebody's bed. And I was talking with a man today, and I told him, let me tell you why I deem myself to be totally wicked. Totally wicked. And he was saying, not you, John. I know you. I've said through your Bible lessons. And I told him, I know the Bible says, don't even speak unseemingly about those things. But I wasn't speaking unseemingly. I'm speaking as a person, as telling another person, I want you to know that I am no better than anyone else. And I had to go by a man's house today and basically tell him that I would be pleased to do his funeral, because he's a human being and he knows he didn't do the right thing. He knows it. And I'm going to help his family out, because I owe it to humanity to do that. See, when you're religious, you wouldn't do the funeral. You wouldn't do anything for him. That kind of person embarrasses you. When you're religious, oh, we can't have that kind come by our church or our homes. I understand. Wow. Religion is as different from being spiritual as white is from black. And if you are religious without knowing what I meant by being spiritual and loving everything that comes down or through the pike, then there's something wrong with you. We were studying about a particular tribe of people, and when they hunted the Niskapi, I believe it was, and it says that the hunters believed that the Niskapi Indians believed that the animals gave themselves to the hunter. I like that idea of the culture relishing in the lives of the people. Well, something to think about. Thank you for coming to my website today. Glad that you could. Hopefully I'll get back on track with these webcasts. Hopefully my right back pain will get better. And I stop wearing shoes that are going to make my feet sweat when I do a lot of walking. Thank you for believing in what Pastor John does, just bringing it home to you. Well, got to get some schoolwork done. You know the drill. Stay in the Word.